Senator Baldwin's call for a special enrollment period came in a letter to federal health officials. The request comes in the wake of Baldwin's repeated criticism of Governor Walker's decision not to extend Medicaid with federal dollars, but instead to offer badger care to the very poor and send those above the poverty line to the exchange. Governor Walker insists this enables all to have insurance without a coverage gap.
We're the only state in America that doesn't have an insurance gap in a state where they didn't take the Medicaid expansion, and I think that fulfilled our goal all along.
Technically, that may be true, but data from the Walker administration's own health department indicates most did not buy private insurance through the federal marketplace. David Reamer, a senior fellow at Community Advocates Public Policy Institute, points out the Walker administration estimated 90% of those kicked off Badger Care would instead get private insurance.
The governor had promised virtually everybody who was removed from Badger Care would end up getting covered. And these are pretty low-income people, people just above the poverty line. They're very likely people who don't have an employer who's providing them with health insurance. It stands to reason that the great majority of them are uninsured.
Reamer and Baldwin also said the governor should reconsider the decision to forego federal funds to further expand Medicaid. The nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau estimates not doing so will cost Wisconsin taxpayers upwards of $261 million in the next state budget. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.